This is TWiT.
It's John in Anaheim, our next caller. Hi, John.
Hey, Leo. Quick question. Hopefully it's quick. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a commercial real estate agent, and I need to take pictures of bigger buildings that I can't really get from my iPhone, so kind of aerial. And I was looking online to see what kind of drones there were. I see, like to get something decent is around $1,000 to maybe around $5,000. And I was kind of wondering your opinion on what would be the most, like, I guess, bang for my buck.
Are you going to be flying it, or are you going to hire a professional?
Probably I'll be flying it myself.
Okay. So if you hire somebody, of course, they can do it for you. You don't have to buy the drone, and they will pilot it. If you've never piloted a drone, my advice, and I wish I'd taken it, is learn to fly with a cheap drone first. Because if you do buy an expensive drone, which you probably want for the best quality photos, and you lose it, that's a real sad thing. And I've wept those tears. First drone I ever flew, this advice comes to me from my personal drone guru, who happens to be a Jesuit priest. We call him the drone father, and or the quad father. And he said, get a $49 drone on Amazon and practice with that, because you will crash it. You will have problems. They're actually harder to fly than modern drones, which have a lot of technology to keep you from crashing. So I flew that one into the sky, never saw it again. But I thought, no, that's good enough. I've learned. And I went out and bought a $500 drone from Parrot. They call it the Bebop. They said anybody could fly this. You just push button. You can't go wrong. Crashed immediately and broke one of the wings, and now it won't fly sideways. So practice with a cheap one. And then the one everybody uses is the DJI Phantom.
Okay.
That's the best choice out there. And they make a variety of them and a variety of prices. You're not worried so much about video, I take it, just, or are you?
Not so much video, mostly just pictures.
Yeah. The Phantoms they've been doing this the longest time. They have really excellent capabilities. There's a variety of series, so you can buy the one that fits your needs specifically. They range anywhere from 500 to thousands.
Yeah.
And then the other company that really kind of started this whole thing is Parrot, Parrotar. And the Parrot AR drones were the first drones to be controlled with iPhones, first drones to kind of have self-writing mechanisms. They're very good. And they make a drone called the Bebop. That's the one I flew into a tree. That is a very nice quadcopter. I really like it. But the key for the – I'll tell you why I like – let me just make sure they're still selling the Bebop, because they may have – yeah, they are. The Bebop – has a nice feature. It's got a very high-quality camera. Normally, there's two ways to take pictures with a drone. One is to have a mechanism that pan, tilts, and zooms the camera. So you get the drone in position, and then you maneuver the camera to get the shot you want. The Bebop is kind of cool. It has a fixed camera, but it's very high resolution. And what you end up doing is panning around within the field of view of the camera. The camera is very wide-angle, high resolution. And so you can get great shots without having to move the camera around. And that gives you it makes it easier to maneuver. It lowers the price. Now, remember that if you're using this for commercial purposes, you have to register it with the Federal Aviation Administration. You have to pass
a
course.
Yeah.
So that's another reason why you might want to just hire somebody if you're not going to do it all the time. On the other hand, it's a really fun hobby. And you know, my friend Trey Ratcliffe, who's a drone guru as well as a high dynamic range photography guru, is a brilliant photographer. He loves the DJI, by the way. That's what he uses. He said he figured out why people like drone photography. Normally, we kind of live in flat land. We live on a 2D two-dimensional surface that we can move around on, and we only see things from, you know, our perspective on the ground. Suddenly, when you go up with a drone, it's such a steady, beautiful view. And if you've looked at drone videos on YouTube, you know what I'm talking about. And a perspective we never get. Even in a jet plane or an airplane, you're flying much, much higher. A drone, you're just above the rooftop, sometimes even lower. And you get a unique three-dimensional perspective on the things that you see normally all the time from a bird's eye view instead of an ant's eye view. And it's true. It really is a great hobby. So you may want to buy one just because you want to play with it.
Well, at the AI, it'll help out for work, and it just looks like a lot of fun.
Exactly. You can justify, if you're only doing one or two shots, you probably should go out and hire somebody to do it. But if you also want to learn it and play with it and have it as a hobby, it's a great hobby. So there are inexpensive drones on Amazon, like in the $50 range, that you can practice with, understanding that they're not very good. They're actually harder to fly. If you feel pretty confident, go out in a field where you can't hit anything. Maybe get one of these Bebops from Parrot. They're $500, and they fly. They're pretty easy to fly. Only a lunkhead like me could really crash it.
Alrighty.
All right. Enjoy. Really, you're welcome, John. Have fun. Yeah, realtors. This has become a boon. Filmmakers too. You're starting to see a lot more aerial shots in films that you wouldn't see because it's expensive to rent a helicopter, and they're doing them with drones. Even in the new BBC series, the BBC Planet Earth, have you seen that amazing footage? And some of that footage is drone footage, because they can get just unique shots of the. This is all the wilderness, and they can go out and get amazing shots. They were shooting river dolphins. Nobody had even heard of such a thing as freshwater river dolphins, and they used a drone because it was the only way they could kind of see down into the water without scaring away the dolphins with a boat. It's pretty cool what you can do with a drone, and a great hobby. But do be aware that there are now FCC regulations. There's issues of privacy, public safety, safety for airplanes as well. There are some pretty strict rules, so you want to make sure you learn about the rules, take the tests you need to take, get the license if you're going to play with drones. Pretty cool stuff. 8888-ASK-LEO, that's the phone number. If you have some drone experience you want to share, if you have a question, a comment, a suggestion, you want to talk about Windows or Mac or Linux or the internet or smartphones or smartwatches, I'd love to hear from you. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.